Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycon Wireless Earbuds for supporting Skim. Raycon Earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/skim. Hey everybody, it is the Skim Show. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're here to do another one. Day late though. We normally do Mondays, but things got a little crazy yesterday. We didn't do it.
I don't even know why. It just did.
Felt crazy. Didn't it feel crazy? I want to talk about Kim's leaf obsession. Can I do that real quick just to get it out?
I have an obsession?
Yeah, so Kim has...
Kim has trees in her yard that leaves fall off of. What is that about?
No. What I mean is most people wait till the trees finish shedding all of their leaves, and then they go make giant piles of leaves.
Let me just say, most people don't wait.
Wait? They don't do both? So they let it pile up, and then they make giant piles, and then they put them in a bag, and they do their thing. But Kim, as soon as there's enough of, to say that there's a thin blanket of leaves, she'll go mow it, put them in bags, take them out, wait for the next layer of leaves to fall, mow it, put them in bags, take them out.
Okay, let's be honest. The first time I did that was because it was going to rain and I didn't want a big mushy mess.
That's true.
Sticking in the
no
grass
one likes that.
And raking them out of the
I agree.
Grass and kill the grass.
I agree, but you're really not obsessed. You're just...
I'm particular about the grass,
yeah.
The lawn.
Yeah.
So,
which is
yeah,
funny because we actually
like
kind of have a lawn.
Three times now.
Well, we have a lawn problem. And that
we
is.
Do?
Yeah.
What's
that dog does his running across it. We have a neighbor dog that chases a ball and runs across the strip of our yard.
Just one single strip that is the same strip every time. So we have this like bald area.
Yeah. It's like
it's
rug
fine,
burn
though.
Right there.
It's fine.
Is it fine?
As particular as I am about the grass and I'm fine with it.
Yeah,
you,
how's
you
that?
You don't mow it, so what's the problem?
Well, no, I don't mean about that. I do too mow it. Usually what happens if you mow
and
it,
say it all you want.
It's because I took too long to mow it, and you're sick of waiting for me to mow it.
Yeah.
So I don't do that on purpose. It just works that way.
So then I mow it. So no, Scott does not mow the lawn.
My point is, today you're like, well, we should go out and do it one more time. And I'm like, you've only got like 12 leaves for tree left. Wait until they all fall.
It's 12, but whatever.
It looks like it. It's tiny amounts left.
We're almost done. I've mowed it really short so that the leaves don't stick in the grass anymore. So it's a lot easier to rake them right up, put them in a bag, and be done.
Okay, fair enough. The other thing I wanted to mention is we are now on the second foot treatment.
Oh, yeah.
Because it said do it every 2 weeks for the first couple times.
We really
right?
just jumped right into a different subject.
Well, no, we're just moving around. And I'm
so
now
that's because
in,
Scott's sitting here peeling his
no,
foot.
No, I'm not.
While
it's just,
we're on the show.
It's peeling on its own. I'm just kind of checking it out here.
Oh, yeah.
It seems to be.
Sure you are.
As advertised.
I'm just looking at it.
It's as advertised,
off as
it's
I look
coming
at it.
Up. I mean, I have to admit, it's created a bit of a temptation. It's like.
If you like to peel skin off of someone with a sunburn, you would love this.
Yeah, if you're into that, you're basically just giving yourself a foot sunburn every couple of weeks. I'm not going to do it after this, though, for a while. Because this is like, I wanted to do two of them, soften this thing up, get baby foot again.
Get some filing going.
Yeah, and then go, like, lotion it up every day. Just take
actually,
better care of my feet.
Actually, the Curacao is, like, even better than lotion. It just kind of makes it baby.
What's Kurosawa? That's a filmmaker. He made Seven Samurai.
Curacao?
Never heard of it. Oh, that's the greasy stuff you put on.
Yes, and then you put on a sock and it just makes your foot so soft.
You feel like you need three socks because it's so gross. It's like a big petroleum ball in there. Works. Anyway, works so there's that.
So yeah, if you wanted to know how Scott's foot's going.
Yeah, foot update. It's better and it's fun to get.
And it's fun for him to peel.
Yeah, it's fun to peel, especially when you get like a big old piece.
Ew, stop.
It's okay. Great.
Gross.
You know what I noticed, though? I went and looked. I was making a recommendation to somebody somewhere. After TWBD on the weekend, those guys were curious what I was talking about.
Oh.
Because I was talking about how, yeah, if I'm not careful, I'll just leave a trail of skin everywhere I got on.
Well, I'm sure they were curious about what you were talking about.
They were, and they didn't believe me. They were like how is that even problem? A thing? And I'm like, it's a thing, and I showed
your
them the link.
Skin's falling off.
Anyway, we dug into the reviews on there. I don't know if you've seen those.
No.
Everyone's got photos of their
ew.
Skin piles.
What?
Yeah, and of their feet as they're like falling apart and stuff.
Skin piles.
Yeah.
They're not falling apart. They're just sloughing off skin.
Sloughing off, yeah, there you go. That's what we did in high school.
My foot's falling apart. That's not good.
But it looks like, you know, just pages of leprosy photos. And they still can't quite believe I did this. They're like, why would you do that? That seems
bad.
You're
like, I have a really dry foot, and I needed to do this.
Well, their idea is like, why would you do anything that would be so... That would be powerful enough to tell your skin to fall off. And they're right. If you don't know what this is...
If you don't need it, I can understand where they're coming from. You needed it.
Like, you wouldn't soak a baby's foot in that.
If you wear flip-flops all summer long and about October rolls around and you're looking at your feet going, oh, I might need that.
Well, not only that, but you wear flip-flops all summer long, or thongs, as we called them in high school. They've changed that. That changed when someone put a floss up their butt. What do we call this? Oh, I don't know. How about a thong? Great. Now all the shoe people have to change their talk. But anyway, not only that, but we live in a very dry climate.
Yes, yes.
In a western mountain state. And so
it's
we don't get to
drier.
Have...
even drier.
Yeah, so we just get cracky, horrible skin sometimes. And feet are not immune to that. So anyway.
So that's working. It's working.
It's doing what it's supposed to do. It was worth the $12 or whatever the crap we paid for it. Even though it's badly translated and I feel like somebody really didn't care about
the
packaging.
You're reading the packaging? That was
yeah.
pretty great.
It's like, you will have better foot time.
You have better foot time.
You have better foot time. Anyway, all right. So it's been kind of a week or so. A lot of crazy stuff happened. Kim got some bad news on her side of the family where her sister has been diagnosed, at least initially, with stage 4 cancer, but he called it the hopeful stage 4.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. I didn't know there was really one, but stage
yeah.
4.
So it still means full treatment, you know, it means
yeah.
chemo, it means all that stuff, but... Anyway, that came out of nowhere. Like, nobody
yeah,
was expecting
absolutely
that.
Absolutely out of nowhere. And
Kim has
not,
no history in
no
her family.
No history in the family. So that's been really sucky.
It's sucked. So we're trying to just deal with that, figure out how people can help support and each other and support her as she goes through this. The nice thing is she's being seen at one of the most foremost cancer...
The Huntsman Cancer Research
Institutes
Center.
In the world. Mm-hmm. The world, not just the country, but the world. It's like world renowned. And so she's getting really good attention there and good doctors. I also like how her doctor is really no nonsense and isn't trying to fluff it up.
Mm-hmm.
He just gets right to it. You'd have to be a really...
You would have to be. To be an oncologist at all, I think
yeah,
you'd have to be.
Right? Because if all you're doing is cancer stuff, you'd have to be
all
to the point.
All you're giving is usually bad news if you've gotten to the point where you're talking to that doctor.
Right. So why would you give false hope? But... So that's why it also makes me happy to hear him say it's the hopeful version
mm-hmm.
of stage 4, because yes, it's hard and yes, it's bad and all that, but that means...
But they caught it early enough, I think.
Maybe.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
She has some surgeries to do. She has treatment to do. All this came out of frickin' nowhere.
Yeah.
So screw cancer and F it. And I know a lot of people out there, we hear from people all the time. They're like, oh yeah, my brother-in-law had... You know, whatever. Cancer is cancer, but it's just not used to that hitting so close to home. We don't really have that on either side of our family, really.
No.
My grandma died of ovarian, was it, or something?
I think.
Or started in her ovaries?
Something there.
But
yeah.
She was 88.
Or cervical, I'm not sure. Yeah,
89?
No, she was 83.
83. So she was, you know.
She chose not to have treatment.
She didn't even do treatment.
She was like, I want, I've led a good life.
Yeah, and that's different. There's something different about that. We expect all our bodies to deteriorate.
Well, then my sister, who has six kids, and one's still living at home. Two still living at home right now. One just graduated high school.
Right.
And then the youngest is still home.
And she's, you know, she's under 50. It's not like she's older in any kind of category for this.
Right.
It's just weird. So, anyway, we're dealing with that, trying to figure out what's best, and everybody in the family trying to figure out how to support and make it work. But again, I feel like her...
Her outlook is really good.
Yeah, her outlook is good. She's really positive. And I don't want to shock anybody, but the Soans girls are really positive. So if anything like this happened to us, Kim would be all, you know, smiles on the outside. But I just imagine it's really hard for her to deal with it. It would be for me. So we're doing what we can here to try to, you know, be supportive. And there's also a ton of things you can do.
Not a ton of things you can do. Not a lot you can say. There's not a, it's going to be fine. There's none of that.
Yeah, what do you do?
You can't say that.
No.
So it's just rough.
Plus, you know, on top of that, we're having a pandemic. On top of that, our numbers are up everywhere in this country.
And in other countries, too.
Yeah, everyone's having a spike. They all said we would by winter. Now it's a matter of who has the worst ones. Hopefully, we get our crap together. I was reading a thing yesterday that said... it spreads. The worst conditions you can have are cold outside, warm and dry inside.
Oh, good.
Yeah, for it to spread. So, not to get it, but if someone in your household gets it, those are bad conditions. And it's not like they can leave all day and be out in the sun all day, you know, because it's going to be snowy or whatever. But so maybe living in Arizona is the state to live in this time of year or something. Or
not humid.
No, but they're not trapped inside all the time because it's like 80 degrees outside all the time.
That's true.
So that's all fun and disappointing and depressing, right? All that stuff. But on the good news side, Kim and I are watching the Deadwood movie tonight, which we're very excited about.
We rewatched the episodes.
Yep.
I was like, I thought you were going to say, on the good side, Kim doesn't have leaves in her lawn.
No. Yeah, thankfully. Leaves are gone. We did some weird stone work over here, which I can't.
Stonework.
Yeah, right here. Like whatever you call this.
We put in some rocks.
But those are rocks, stones.
Stonework sounds like we put in a brick fireplace.
Oh, it sounds fancy, doesn't it?
It's not fancy.
Right,
we put some rocks in.
I actually like it.
Yeah, we put some rocks in where there was just dirt, and every spring it just ends up muddy because the dogs run through it. So we put some rocks down on a pathway to the garbage cans.
Yep. That
was exciting.
But we did
it. Exciting time at the Johnson household.
We carried it all ourselves, not knowing that if you tell them ahead of time that Home Depot people will do it.
He says we.
Well, I went with you and I carried a bunch. What are you talking about? I threw my back out.
I'm kidding. Well, once he did, then I had to finish.
That's not true. So, okay, it is true.
It is true.
But
it's okay.
But it's fine.
It's done now.
It's down. It's down. It's done. There's a little dam at the end. That'll stop the rain and the snow from going down there, so that's good.
That's pretty good.
Anyway, so...
It's all right.
Life on the Johnson farm continues as needed. All right, I'm going to make a quick mention of something here, and then we're going to do some emails. We got a bunch.
Oh, good.
That was literally me blowing a tiny piece of skin off my phone.
Ew.
Just now.
I really like it when people email us, because it's fun to...
Oh, it's the best.
It's fun to talk to our friends.
I know, we don't get to see them. It's nice to have some contact with them. Here's what I was going to tell you guys. So I love a good pair of earbuds. I like sticking them in my head and having everything else in the world fade away. I found this French EDM artist that you haven't heard yet.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Dude, it's so good. And all I got to do is pop in my Raycon earbuds and boom, I am in another place altogether. Anyway, it's fantastic. Unlike some of your other wireless options out there, these Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet. People don't even know they're in my ears half the time. That might be annoying for you, though. You may see me and just try to tell me something and I can't hear you.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, it does happen. Who's going to start complaining now?
He doesn't even know it happens all the time. It happens all the time.
Yep.
But that means they're
good. That's the way I like it, yeah. with no dangling wires or stems or any of that stuff to get you tripped up. You don't have to look weird on your video call. It just works. And they do work on video calls. I've done a few of them, and I had one today, in fact, where I did it. And it worked great. The company was co-founded by Ray J and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Cardi B. You know Cardi B.
Not personally.
The WAP song she does.
She hasn't helped me with my leaf problem.
Oh, she's not here helping with leaves, that's for sure. They start at about half the price of other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing as other top audio brands you know. So check out their newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds. This is the pair I have. They're the best ones yet. I get 6 hours of playtime out of these things. Easy Bluetooth pairing with everything I've tried to pair it with. More bass, more compact design. It's very, very nice. You get a really good noise isolating fit. So get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/skim. That's buyraycon.com/skim for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. buyraycon.com/skim.
All right, okay. Then.
You want to do emails?
Sure.
I do too. So I'm going to start with this one. This is from Alex Wills, who said, you can eat rice is the subject.
My favorite is when you say, this is from this person. And the first thing is, please don't mention my name.
Well, I've done that sometimes.
You always do that.
I checked this one, though.
Okay.
We're good.
Good.
He says, greetings, Scott and Kim. I write to you both on a hot topic that may be a teensy bit heavier or on the heavier side, as well as a teensy bit controversial. After another heated discussion with my significant other last night, I figured, what the hell? Let's ask the Johnsons.
I like the teensy bit.
Yeah, how's that feel?
I'm nervous. I'm nervous now.
On November 10, 2018, I became a father to a beautiful baby boy named Jensen Alexander. I love that name. Jensen's a great name for
a great name.
Jensen, get in here.
Not the first thought, but all right.
Well, it just sounds like somebody who a boss needs to get the papers from.
Okay.
Jensen, okay. Where's that document? Anyway, it says, I am sure you both will agree, as well as many other parents out there, can attest to being one of the most amazing and meaningful moments in your life. Hence, this is why it's such a touch, or sorry, this has a touch of importance as a question that I have for you guys. Every once in a while, my girlfriend has sent me random Facebook videos of what I can only describe as snake oil salesmen in white doctor lab coats with the name tag that says doctor, telling me all about how I shouldn't vaccinate my son or daughter because of reasons A, B, and C. I will admit I'm listening to, I've listened to some of its entirety through its entirety, although signing off almost the moment I hear they cause some form of autism. I'm very pro-vaccine and my girlfriend isn't 100% against them, but it's obviously a lot more hesitant for her than me. We've had multiple discussions about them, and we both usually just end up irritated with one another after said argument. I just want to get on the same page because his life is obviously very important to us, and regardless of what side you land on his or her health, and well-being depends on decisions that you have made as a parent. Did you and Kim ever have differing opinions when you first encountered them with Taylor, or was it just unanimous across the board? No need for discussion. I appreciate any feedback you can give. Love the show and all the pants that frog. For the Alliance, Alex.
All right, Alex. First of all, I'd have to say we never really had any discussions about it. It was basically a doctor recommended.
Doctor said, hey, you should
get
your kids.
It's time for their vaccinations.
And they'd say, remember when you did? And I'd say, yeah, when I was little, yep, we're doing that again. Okay, great.
We're doing that again? Because they eradicated terrible, terrible diseases by giving the vaccinations. That's the whole point of them.
Yeah. Well, not just eradication, but just, you know, effectively keeping your kids safe from things like measles, which technically isn't eradicated, but...
I knew a girl that got mumps as a little kid, and it really messed her up.
Oh, yeah. They'll screw you up. I had kids who got measles when I was a kid, and they all messed up.
Major fevers, and her brain swelled with that particular disease that caused problems for the rest of her life. And she's older than me now. I mean, she was then, too. But she's never really come out of that.
My sister, who's the one that's just younger than me, didn't have measles shots because she was in Korea. She's adopted. Mm-hmm. So when she came to America, none of that had happened yet. And I remember very distinctly her getting measles very young, and it was bad.
Yeah.
Like fevers, ER, awful, awful business.
They're around for a reason. It's not to hurt your children. I'm sorry.
No, but here's the problem. I know this is a controversial topic. To me, it shouldn't be, but I'm going to respect that it is because for a lot of people, for whatever reason it is. And part of the reason it is because both well-intentioned and bad actors out there have been putting out information, both real and misinformation. And
there's a lot of misinformation.
That's what I'm saying. There's a ton of it. And because some of that misinformation is either being said by someone you trust or respect, it's easy to get lulled into the feeling of, well, if my favorite celebrity so-and-so says this, well, then it must be true. And I think that's where things get weird and dangerous.
If you trust your pediatrician, you need to trust what they say.
And if you need more, trust the science that they trust.
The science behind it.
Read about it. Look it up. Don't spend time on studies that are not accredited and
or debunked just a bunch of and moms or wrong that have all agreed with each other. I have a problem with that too.
Right. There's a whole gaggle of ladies over here by the lake who all get together once in a while. Well, they used to before COVID. I don't know if they still do. Maybe they still do because they're not getting that vaccine either. But
sorry, I'm not trying to make light of this.
You're not making light of it.
I have a hard time with it because
I don't think
you're
making light of it.
I have a grandson whose mother, my daughter, is livid with people when they start spreading misinformation, and it's really hard for her because she's like, no, I will do my very best to keep my son safe, and in doing that, she has vaccinated him.
Yeah, so the science says one thing. People who, if you have a conspiracy about this, it doesn't matter what the science says, because that's the whole point of conspiracies, is that you're being lied to, so therefore nothing can be true. We tend to land on the do your homework, don't take people at their first statement, like listen.
That being
said, trust your sources.
She, Taylor, our daughter, chose to do his vaccinations differently than a lot of doctors do. And it cost her a little more, but she was like, it's worth the extra 25 or whatever your copay is to get his shots separately. So she waited a month between different ones instead of combining like three different shots at one time when they do all of them.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
She got them separated out so that it was more shots and that was more discomfort for him, but it was made her happier thinking, I'm giving him these, not in as this big combination thing.
Right. And that's, again, some of this is mother's intuition, and that's okay. I've learned to trust that over the years. Kim's intuition is, as mom, is like a powerful, weird thing that freaks me out sometimes. And you'll even tell me, you're like, I have that feeling right now. I'm like, what? That mom thing's kicking in. I know this thing's weird.
And
it's not
necessarily with my kids. It's with a lot of things that I just go, that person needs,
right,
needs me to call them or talk to them or take them dinner or whatever it is. It's kind of a funny thing I get. But I think that if you were to talk to your doctor and said they absolutely need this, find a way that works for you. And Taylor did that. She had him doing three different shots for all the ones that were combined normally.
Yeah.
And our doctor said it was totally fine. He's getting all the same vaccinations. Mm-hmm. Just giving them some
little,
time
between.
His
little body take one at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if that's better for you or makes you feel better about the situation, then you do that.
Yeah.
Whatever works best for you, but you want to keep them safe. So
it's just,
I get it.
It's like, you know, if you're a parent, that's the thing, is I want to be empathetic to some of those parents who maybe have had autism in their family. And we've had that in our own family, not our immediate family, but, you know, in our extended family, we have some cases. And
multiple
if a bunch of
that.
People told you with that struggle, that is that lifetime of extra care, potentially, depending on how, you know, on the spectrum they are and that sort of thing. That's an intense life thing.
Yes.
And so when somebody just says to you, that's not vaccines, don't listen to what you say. But then somebody else is saying, well, it is vaccines. They're just telling you that because blah, 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 blah. It's all part of this conspiracy. You might be in a position where that stuff sounds right to you because you are in the middle of it. You're feeling the pain of it. And sometimes it's better that a thing that's unknown has an answer and you want to know the answer. And if you don't know the answer, you get mad. So when someone says, oh, well, the answer is vaccines are giving your kids autism, some people glom onto that.
And they find a way to make it sound like, we believe this, so you should too.
Yeah.
And so that's where I think I have a hard time with it.
Well, it's like anything.
It's like anything, but
there's some manipulation involved. But I want people who may be on the other side of this to understand. I understand why it's not so simple as just saying, get your vaccines and quit talking.
Oh, no.
Like, I know there's emotions involved and there's a conflict in your head. And, you know, it's like when, I never forgot this. When I was younger, I was told by somebody, probably my brother because he was always doing this stuff, that if I drank any of the lake water at Lake Powell, that I would die. He's always like, because it's kind of green and
now
dark.
Now hop on those water skis.
Yeah, I know, right? But
like
at the time,
man.
I'm like eight. I don't know. So he says, like, well, don't drink the water or else you'll die within like 30 days. You'll die, he used to say.
Cats used to probably used to come back from those trips going, man, I hope I made
it. Oh, I was terrified. And if I went out and water skied, I'd get on the board or on the water ski or something, and I would be just holding my mouth as shut as I could and trying not to only breathe
yourself.
Out of my nose. I hated it. And then later, I got out, and I would be like, I think I got some in my mouth. I'm pretty sure I got
your
a little bit of water.
Like, son, stop it.
I didn't tell anyone because I didn't want to feel bad that I was going to die or whatever. My brother, you know, you don't realize when you're teasing sometimes how you can mess somebody up. Well, anyway, it was the longest time, and even to this day, if I'm at a lake and I see water, I know that water's not going to kill me. But it's the first thing I think of. I go, oh, there's some of that water that my brother said would kill me, but never did. Like, it was complete hokum majokum, right? But
I just feel like
I understand the feeling. I understand it.
Yes. If you trust your pediatrician, you trust what they say, then you talk to them about how you're feeling about this. But I feel like you start looking online and you can go down the deepest rabbit hole of what everyone else is wanting to tell you.
Yeah, you got to be really...
You got to be smart about that part.
Yeah.
And I think the only way to do that is to, if you truly trust your doctor, which that's where I think Taylor was really happy with hers, because she talked to her and said, I feel like I've read this, this, and this. And she's like, well, we can do this if it makes you feel better about it. I still think you should get the vaccinations, but let's do it in this way that makes you feel more comfortable with mm-hmm. it. So it's not this all these things going into his teeny tiny body at one time.
Right.
But that made her feel much more comfortable about it.
Otherwise, expertise means nothing, and I hate the feeling that expertise is dying in this country. I feel like being an expert at something sometimes makes other people rebel against you even harder. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
Because they don't like the idea of you knowing more than they do.
But, yeah.
So my overall takeaway from this is, obviously, if your girlfriend's leaning toward no vaccines, you're leaning toward having vaccines, that can be a rift a little bit. But just try your best to understand
both sides.
Two things can be true, that the vaccines are the right thing for you to do, but also her feelings are valid and you need to at least address them. Like, you need to, what's the word? I cannot get in the business of shaming people because they're worried about their kids. Even if they're wrongheaded about it or they've bought into some
right.
malarkey,
they're still their kids.
It's still something to me that says, this just isn't as simple as calling them stupid and moving on. There's just more to it than that.
There's always more to it than that.
There's always more to it than that. Best of luck. Let us know how it goes. Congratulations on the little one. Babies are great.
Yeah, so fun.
Oh my gosh, we got another one about something. Okay. Jeff Sire wrote in. We like Jeff, right?
Jeff.
Hi, Scott and Kim, writing this with 2 points. To your last show, I split them into discrete paragraphs.
Okay.
He says. So you can read them one or both. I'm doing this due to the severe rebuke I received last time when I had the nerve to send 2 separate emails for the same show. LOL. There was no rebuke.
No.
Whatever. Freaking fly, dude.
Well, we're sitting outside today, and it is October.
I know, it's so nice though right now. This weather's amazing. Anyway, tattoos. On the issue of tattoos, because we talked about the kids getting their skull tattoos and everything.
Cool.
Says, in my personal experience, the people who care most about your tattoos are people that don't have any. Scott's comments about why not to get them are pretty standard fare for comments I've received over the years. Yeah, but you understand this, Jeff. I don't tell other people what to do. It's when people tell me to get one. I never tell anyone if they should get one or not. I just know that if
you
I got one...
You have strong opinions. Give me a break. You don't tell...
Not whether they should get them or not.
Yes, you do.
No, it's whether I should get one.
For your own children, you do.
Well, yeah, they're my kids.
Yeah, you do then.
Yeah, but not other people. Like, if I saw some stranger...
Oh, no, not
and went,
strangers,
oh,
no.
These got tattoos. I think tattoos are cool.
You would never do that to a stranger. You do give your kids a little bit of a hard time.
I just don't
mostly
know...
Mostly because you don't have one.
No.
You don't feel the same way.
I don't have the confidence they do in, like, picking a design and having that be permanent.
That was a nice way to put it.
It's how I feel. I don't want to have anything on me that I can't change.
They have the confidence to do it. I like that.
That's why I want a technology, and they are working on this, by the way. There's a technology that is being worked on. We saw it on an episode of that Jeff Goldblum thing on Disney
Plus.
Right,
right.
Where tattoos are basically 3D printed style on you, and they're permanent as a real tattoo until you don't want it.
And then they have a way to remove them?
Quickly, painlessly, and no problem. So I really believe that the future of tech will take us to a place where then I will go, all right, Give me that tattoo.
Now it's time.
It's this putting ink permanently in my skin.
You're going to find out how much it costs to do that, and you're going to be like, never mind.
Well, that's another issue, yeah. It may not be very effective at first, but... Anyway, he says, yes, I was aware when I got all my tattoos that they would fade and distend over time. Ooh, distend. It's very, very medical sounding. He says, I'm also aware more and more over the years that my skin will wrinkle and my hair is likely to fall out, but that never tempted me to cut off my head and preserve it for my youthful state in a jar. Most people who get tattoos ultimately get them for themselves, not for the enjoyment of others. My first tattoo is the small maple leaf with the name of my first army regiment under it. I find it difficult to put into words how much this means to me. See, that's awesome. I can't find anything like that. The closest I've got is like something that represents you, me, and the kids, and that's it. I don't want to go,
I
love snakes. Hey, how about Zelda? I'll put Link over here. Like, I don't want to do that. I don't want the Triforce on me, even though I love Zelda. Why would I do that? Because I know
I have
one
day...
I
have an idea for a tattoo for you, then. That would be really cool. That would represent
kids.
That.
Well, of what? Sorry.
You didn't get the fly.
Getting violent at fly. What is it? What's your idea?
I think that would be really cool to either do small lines or dots that represent all the people.
Okay.
Larger for you and I, a little smaller for the
like
kids.
Like
a and
stick,
then you
stick,
can,
little sticks?
Yes, or dots or stars or whatever it is, but you can always add two for more grandkids, but they're tiny.
Oh, I can add more dots as time went on.
You can add more dots.
Oh, more dots. This is all right.
You like
that? See, I actually kind of like that, except it doesn't look like a little Auschwitz thing where you're like, oh, you were in the death camps? You know what I mean? Like
a
weird
little... Unless they're numbers or... I'm not talking about a scanner bar.
Okay.
Identical lines or dots or something like that.
And make sure that didn't stop. It's supposed to stay open. Let's just make sure. Yeah, we're good.
I think we're good. Yeah. Anyway, something like that. It would be kind of cool. Kind of Dylan has lines, but they're rings around his arm, and he has them for he and Taylor, and then,
man,
or
and then
one for Taylor, and then one
and
for
and he's
man.
Left
one,
room for future children.
Yes, he's got a whole arm.
So I love that Jeff's got this thing with his first regiment. That's cool. He's got some pride
see,
in that. Like,
that
to
cool.
me is very sensible. I just can't think of things like that except for my family, and I don't know how to represent that well.
You weren't in a gang in high school or anything?
No. Gang of white nerds? We think Rush is cool. Tattoos. Anyway.
Anyway,
He goes, I find it difficult to put into words how much it means to me. It's more than 30 years old now, and the letters are so blurred now that if somebody comments on it, they usually have to ask what it says because they can't read it. When I look at it or think about it, it takes me back to the birth of my son, the good times with my mom, the time in the Army, and the transition to adulthood. I have Calvin and Hobbes on my butt cheeks. Dude, this is great info about Jeff. The Calvin
See,
on one
I think
cheek.
That's really cool. It brings back memories that you wouldn't necessarily think of all the time. I love that. So
he says,
great.
These tattoos have kept me silly. If I ever get stressed, I can think about how silly they are. I never regretted these things, not
all
even for a
do
second.
Is moon somebody if you're ever really stressed out. Now I feel better.
So when Scott, or when I hear the arguments like Scott has against them, I'd not have against anything.
I don't think Scott's against them. He just hasn't figured out what
I don't
he
know
would
what
ever
I want.
Tattoo on him.
He says, this all being said, getting a tattoo, got these, and they will be with me until I die. This all being said, I think getting a tattoo should not be taken lightly, since it is a long-term decision. There, I totally agree with Scott. That's my whole
That's
point.
That's the whole thing.
My entire point. And because I'm a little like Nick at the dollar store when he was four, I
can't
make
a decision.
Decide. So then I just leave.
I get it.
He goes on about vaccinations.
Mine literally is a queen bee. It has a bee with a brown over the top because I'm queen bee in my hive.
Of course you are.
And that's it.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
And it may look really weird when I'm older, and that's fine. It'll look like a beetle instead of a bee.
A beetle instead of the bee?
No, it'll look like one if I get all wrinkly.
I get you. Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. It'd be like a little raisin with wings.
And it has three stripes on it because I have three kids.
Oh, see, that's adorable. We're never going to have more of those.
Nope.
No, your uterus is in a bucket somewhere at the hospital, right?
Is that where they put it?
They just keep it in there. All right, I'm going to save Jeff's other part for next week, so we're not too heavy on vaccinations today.
Okay.
Timothy Chappell wrote in, says, hi from Bristol, Tennessee.
Cool.
This is our view for the weekend, South Houston Lake in Bristol, Virginia, Tennessee, and that is part of the Appalachian Mountains in the background. So look at that photo.
Oh, my gosh, it's gorgeous.
Is that pretty?
There.
I would want to spend
the
time there.
The fall colors look so nice against that water.
Sorry, chat room. You can't see chat room. I'm sorry, live or listeners. You can't see these. All right, here's one. Got another tattoo thing, so we may as well stick with the tattoo. Oh, this is a long one.
That's okay.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
On to happier related subject you brought up, whether or not Scott should get one, and some misconceptions about tattooing and tattoos, why folks got tattoos. Three main reasons. Number one, empowerment / aesthetics.
Okay. I like it.
Number two, mark a transition / point in life.
Okay, I like that too. I like that a lot.
Yeah. / memorial, and then finally memorial / remembrance / honor.
Okay.
So like Nick did for my dad with the 38 on his arm and that kind of stuff. While those are broad reasons categorically, almost everyone who gets a tattoo, myself included, does it for one of those reasons or a combination of all those motivations. The idea is that it's permanent, or that it is permanent, is a good perspective. The idea that you have to love the tattoo exactly as much as you did when you got it could not be so good. It ignores the fact that we are changing, growing, rotting, depending on your age and perspective. And not only do our personalities and likes, but also our meat shuttles that we have to bump around in. That's our bodies, I guess. Any tattoo you get will change as you age. You will never be the person you were when you got it, or even before you got it, and that's part of the point. Keep it up, guys. Stay safe. Much love.
I love that.
T.S. Scott, if you don't want a tattoo, don't let everyone try to talk you into one. You have to want it. PPPS. In olden times, we used to tell youngins to wait on their particular design for a year to be sure they were mature enough and committed to their decision to get that design.
I like that. That's a smart idea.
So maybe even if I do one, I'll hold off for a while.
Decide. We'll try the temporary tattoo on you to see if you like it. Placement.
Yeah.
I did have the kids draw it on my arm.
And
I
stayed on it a few days. Carter did that too with her leaf thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just I think it's cool.
See?
And they're,
I think
they're,
that's smart.
Their stuff is cool. I don't have any problem with theirs at all. None. When they first did it, I'm like, really? A skull? A bird skull?
It's a crow skull.
But
it
again,
looks a lot like the Plague Doctor skull.
Right, but it's all back to me. I'm not saying, ooh, tattoo. I'm saying, are you sure you want a skull? Because that's a long time. That's my mentality.
Yeah.
And
it's because you wouldn't want one. Is that why?
I just don't know why I would. Now, they had a reason, and it was that they would have matching ones, brother, sister, and friend.
Yeah, the three of them went to get them, and they all got matching ones.
And that's cool, right?
And they'll remember that forever, that they did that together, which is super cool.
All right, one final email. This is from Natasha. Sounds very Russian. Because her last name, I don't want to say her last name, but it's kind of a very Russian-looking name. Here,
that's
look at
cool.
that.
Well, I'm not really one to
can you see
read it?
It
this close. Sorry, I have my readers on.
Kim's eyes are going weird.
When I wear contacts, they do.
Anyway, he says, hey, Scott and Kim, can you wish my husband a happy 37th birthday if you record an episode on October 19th? Well, it's the 20th, but yeah. Shoot, we should have done it yesterday. Aww, we got his birthday.
Dang it. Natasha, I'm sorry, but happy birthday. What's his name?
Christian Cologne.
Christian, happy birthday.
It's spelled colon, though. But she says pronounce it
maybe
like Cologne.
Cologne.
Christian Cologne.
I like that.
By Menon, or whatever. happy birthday there, Christian. That's awesome. And it sounds like you have
a great year.
Very nice wife in Natasha. Your Russian sounding mail order wife sound. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, rude.
She just hasn't, you know, Natasha is very, hey, you want to, I should put him in the trunk.
I knew like, a Natasha in my high school in Mississippi. No, it doesn't sound very Russian to me.
All right, those are your emails.
You guys are awesome.
I'm saving the Jeff one for later.
Okay.
So we can not do... Oh, you know what? There is one more. I apologize. Jeannie. Greetings, wonderful Johnsons. Whoa. on the last skim, I'm trying to get my head around wonderful Johnsons. There's something weird about that. don't rent that at an adult movie rental place. On the latest skim, Kim referred to her knife sharpener, which reminded me that I need to get one. So I searched Amazon and found a $19.99 a $19.99 sharpener prime deal for $4.33.
Wow.
So thanks for the reminder, Kim, and thank you for the podcast. It makes me grin, including the opening and closing music, so don't tweak it, says Jeannie.
Maybe I need to get a second knife sharpener for that price. Holy crap.
Jeannie's amazing. We love Jeannie. She's such a cool part of our community now.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I hear from her, I get happy.
Thank you for telling me about that.
And I was totally wrong that we had all our emails read. I have one more.
Oh, they're just popping up out of nowhere.
You guys had a good week of emails. This is about onion chopping. This comes from Cindy. She says, you know which one. I'm guessing it's Eyeball Cindy. I shouldn't call her Eyeball Cindy.
No, you shouldn't.
But she's helped us with our eyeballs.
She's works at our ophthalmologist. That's a little different.
Right, but whenever I go there, she is helpful in getting my eyeballs taken care of.
I can tell you if it's her.
That's her, right? Pretty sure.
I can't. No, I still can't read
it. It's a Hotmail address. She always uses Hotmail.
That's how she spells it.
Anyway, she says, onion chopping. Hey, guys, just wanted to chime in on the onion chopping discussion. My eyes are super sensitive. Oh, good thing she works at that ophthalmologist. Super sensitive to onion fumes, but I found that if you put a mint in my mouth, the fumes don't bother me. I have no idea why, but it has been the best thing ever. Miss you guys, Cindy.
Oh, my gosh. That's a great idea. I'm going to try it.
That's a really great idea.
Totally going to try
that. So a mint while you're cutting onions. Can it be any mint? She didn't say.
Then maybe you won't smell like onions afterwards either.
Should we put a mint on our towels so they don't smell like onions after you cook like jambalaya? Because our towels smell like food.
Anything that's possibly used or wet.
Even the dry ones.
Hanging over them in our bathroom far away from the kitchen.
Even the dry ones.
It doesn't matter. They smell like onions.
My shirts too. All my shirts smell like onions. That's fantastic. Great emails, everybody. Thank you all for sending them in. And as usual, we have that new address. So it's skimshow@gmail.com.
Yep.
skimshow@gmail.com. All right. One other thing I wanted to mention today before we go. Kim and I are planning on a small trip in November.
Unless, we'll get to record a skim there, too.
Oh, yeah. But unless the world is shut down, like straight up shut down, I really want to do it.
We're going to go sit in a place and that has just a little balcony with a grill and not have to worry about anything.
Yeah, we're going
to go make my own food. We don't need to go out. We don't need to go anywhere.
We're
going to
keep it real careful, but we got to have a moment. We've been hunkered down for so long.
Yeah.
Doing our deal.
So we'll do our best to stay super safe.
We will
stay super safe.
I'm looking forward to
doing
it.
A whole lot while
the reason I bring that up is I was curious if anyone had out there any experiences or ideas since March of stuff you have done or do date wise or whatever that makes sense within the context of all the safety measures, but
yeah,
still gave you time away or whatever.
We may try some of the hikes in the area.
Yeah, a lot of outdoor stuff maybe.
But if we get there and there's everyone else was thinking the same thing, we may not do that
either. That's the other problem is you can never tell what anyone else is going to do until you get there.
You can tell when you get
there. You always think you have a great idea, and then you get there.
You can tell when you get there, and there are a lot of cars.
Yeah,
that makes your decision for you.
So we'll see. where we're going to be is only about an hour outside of Vegas, which is a real bummer because I'd love to. I miss Vegas, but we can't go there.
I know. My sister went somewhere this week, and I was like, I can't believe how much I miss airports because I love airports. I know you hate them.
I hate them.
I love them because of what they mean. It means you're going somewhere.
Yeah, but they're people pushers. They're just
I know.
Jamming people in like food,
I know,
like
but I
packers.
Miss them because whenever I go to an airport, it means I get to go somewhere and I get my book and I get so excited, get my little warm drink sitting there waiting at the gate for my plane to come. I love that.
I wish I loved that. I hate it.
I know.
I don't know why I hate it. I like being with you. I just hate airports. But that's a good attitude to have.
Yeah.
Everything. You know what? Okay, this is the one I'm going to tell everybody to do. Since everything in this world is political now, and there's no getting around it, and some will say, Scott, it's always been that way. Where you been? Whatever. You know it's worse now than ever, okay? Don't pretend. Go watch this ad that our two main candidates, the remaining Democratic and remaining Republican candidates for governor here in Utah, just put up. It's called, I think, United Together is the hashtag. Something like that. And they just, you know what? I'm going to play it. This is too good not to play. I'm just going to play
great.
It. You guys can hear the audio. It's 30 seconds long. I wish more people thought like this. I wish more people talked like this. I don't see how it benefited either one of them to do this personally. And so that's why I'm going to choose to not be cynical about it and take it as legit. So here it is. I'm going to play it. Hold on.
With all the motorcycles going by.
Gosh dang it, this is impossible.
And I'm Spencer
Cox. Oh, jeez, okay.
I'm Chris Peterson, and I'm Spencer Cox. We are currently in the final days of campaigning against each other to be your next governor. And while I think you should vote for me,
yeah, but really you should vote for me,
there are some things we both agree on. We can debate issues without degrading each other's character. We can disagree without hating each other. And win or lose, in Utah, we work together. So let's show the country that there's a better way. My name's Chris Peterson. And I'm Spencer Cox. And we approve this message.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I'm Chris Peterson.
Whoop, don't bother. Well, starting over there. Twitter loops videos. But what's nice about it is, like I say, there's no direct benefit to either of their campaigns over the other by doing this together. There's no advantage, which seems impossible in modern politics. But it actually is,
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I like it a whole lot. And even though it's kind of corny, and you know what else? They sound the same. If I don't see that video, it sounds like one guy talking.
I didn't know which one was which.
But still, more of that, please. Anyway, I don't know why I brought that up. Oh, I'm saying,
trying not to be political?
I'm saying, let's just all be nicer to each other and care about each other more and try to be empathetic to people who even are a little whacked out. Like, if you know someone who's a flat earther, try to be helpful. Now, some of them aren't going to be helped, right? Yes, there's nothing you can do. I have friends who I would love to help out of the mess they're in. They just won't take it.
Yeah.
And so you do your best and then you move on. But I'm just saying, let's all try just a little harder. Okay?
Let's all try a little harder to be a little nicer.
Yeah. And we got 14 days of like a really intense election cycle coming up. So during this time, you know, you got your... You got your wacky...
Be a little more thoughtful of everybody else's ideas. And
no matter what you think about them,
maybe
take a donut to somebody or something. But contactless donut delivery.
I have an awesome birthday card I bought for a friend that said, let's bake America cake again.
There you go. Let's do it. That's old, though, isn't it?
Yes, but I love it.
I feel like I heard that in 2016.
But I love it.
All right, see, there I go. I need to let you love that.
You need to not let it go.
Yeah,
Mr.
let it
Johnson.
Go, Mr. Johnson. That should be on my tombstone.
Wonderful Johnson.
Let it go, Wonderful Johnson. Okay, thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you next week for another skim. Bye, everyone.
Ready for breakfast? Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.